The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
A study from the Royal College of Surgeons Ireland has revealed how COVID-19 can cause blood clotting, of which you've heard reports. Researchers say this could lead to therapies that could prevent severe blood clotting from occurring in COVID patients. Dr. Jamie O'Sullivan is the study author and research lecturer at the Irish Centre for Vascular Biology at RCSI, and she joins me now. Jamie, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
This is very interesting research. So explain what you did and what you discovered.
Indeed. So I suppose us and many other groups globally have observed that hospitalized patients with severe COVID-19 can present with serious and indeed life-threatening clotting complications and blood clots. And our study was involved with examining the role of two crucial clotting proteins in the blood and how an imbalance between these two can cause life-threatening clotting complications. So we know that von Willebrand factor, which is an essential protein found in the blood in healthy individuals, is important in forming clots and preventing excessive bleeding when you have an injury or damage. And what we've observed in this study is that extremely high levels of this clotting protein have been seen in the blood of patients with severe COVID-19. And we also see significant downregulation or reduced levels of another enzyme that's found in the blood, which helps to balance this pro-clotting activity. So as such, we've created almost, I suppose, or we've observed that severe COVID-19 can create as such a perfect storm in terms of tipping the balance towards favouring clot formations in patients that are hospitalised with severe COVID-19 infection.
So the kind of clotting that occurs with people who have severe COVID, where does that clotting occur? Is it in the lungs or elsewhere?
Great question. So we have seen indeed from autopsy studies, unfortunately, that have been carried out across the globe, that there is very much a propensity for clot formation within the small vessels lining the lungs. There have been larger clots observed in the extremities also, but certainly the propensity for COVID-19 clot seems to fit.
Okay, we seem to have lost Jamie's line for a moment. We'll see if it returns. I'm not sure whether it is going to come back to us quickly. We'll just hold our fire for a moment. While I'm waiting for that line to be recovered, let me read you some of the texts we got on antigen testing. It's an Irish thing, Pat, too laid back about everything. The too slow statement, you're dead right there. I always listen to Luke because he knows. Why do we always have to be the last with everything? Shameful they're not using the rapid testing. It's another tool, says another. Now, Jamie is back with us. Jamie, we were talking about where the clots might occur in the lungs particularly. So the question is whether this discovery can lead to therapies that will prevent these clots or eliminate them when they occur.
Yeah, we think it's extremely important to understand how these clots are being formed within the lungs. And this is crucial to begin to inform how we can develop more effective patients for treatments when they are hospitalized with COVID-19. So we do hope that this study can provide some insights into therapies which can target this dysregulation that occurs between clotting factors in the blood of patients with severe COVID-19.
Now, does it have any bearing at all on the reporting of clotting following vaccines? Now, very rare, I have to say, in the case of AstraZeneca. Originally, there were a couple of cases of clotting reported in the United States with Pfizer. But does it have any bearing on that the kind of antibodies you develop to the vaccine might also in some way respond as COVID-19 has induced the response you report?
Yeah, so as you mentioned, the clotting that's been observed in extremely rare cases with the vaccines is kind of a separate entity to what we have been examining in this study. So we have research looking at this that's been carried out in St. James's Hospital with some of our clinical colleagues. But this study that I'm discussing today, I suppose, is very much more towards understanding clot formation as a consequence of the disease itself rather than anything to do with the vaccines.
Now, do we know whether or not it's a specific variant that gives rise to this perfect storm of a lack of anti-clotting and the generation of the clotting protein? Is it particular to any variant, or is it common to all the variants we've seen so far?
We think it's very much kind of an underlying common thread in COVID-19. We haven't, as of yet, studied whether it's specifically related to a subtype or a variant, as you mentioned. But we do think it's something common feature that we see in severe COVID-19.
Okay, and the therapies that you talk about, obviously every therapy has got to be tried and tested before it comes to market, but it looks like COVID-19 is going to be with us maybe as an annual thing, that we'll get our COVID vaccines every year as we do a flu vaccine. How long might it be before a therapy could come to market?
I mean, we live in an era of unprecedented change, and never so much before has scientific research really kind of shaped, I suppose, everyday society. So there are a number of clinical trials that are ongoing globally at the moment, looking at stratifying patients who are at risk of clotting to see whether they might benefit from anti-clotting therapies such as low molecular weight heparin and agents like this. So, I mean, it's definitely an area of a lot of interest for obvious reasons. And I think a lot of data has yet to emerge, but there are certainly clinical trials ongoing as we speak.
Well, it's very interesting stuff. Dr. Jamie O'Sullivan, study author and research lecturer at the Irish Centre for Vascular Biology at RCSI. Thank you very much for joining us. Now,